Hiya, Drew.
I am so excited today. We get to interview the Bishop.
Who?
The Bishop. Bishop Andrew. It's a special day, so he's come to see us.
Bishop Andrew? That's like us. Stan Drew. St. Andrew. I wonder if he's a saint. He must be if he's a bishop. Great. Can we ask him some questions?
Yes, Francis said we could, as long as they're not too hard.
Absolutely.
Okay. I tell you what, I've got an easy one to start with. Bishop, what football team or other team do you support? Do you support one of those people with that funny shape ball?
That's a very good question. I used to live in Twickenham, and I was a vicar in Twickenham for 12 years. So I particularly used to go to the Twickenham rugby ground and watching, of course, England play, supporting England. And I also used to support the Twickenham rugby team as well. So I wasn't very good at rugby, but I enjoyed supporting it. And one of our sons played rugby very enthusiastically.
What do you think of that, everyone? I support South Africa myself.
Boo. I tell you what, let's start a different map. What about seasons, Bishop? What's your favourite time of the year?
That's a very good question. I do like living in a country that has seasons. It kind of gives a lot of variety, but I think spring, I think May, you know, the days are getting long, the sunshine comes out, we get a bit warmer, lovely spring flowers and things. So I think springtime has to be my favourite season of the year.
I love summer. It means I can get my legs out.
I tell you what, I've got another question. What do you like to do when you're not being a bishop?
I would think he's a bishop all the time. Bishop Andrew, do you have any hobbies?
I do, yes. And actually, I very much like getting out of my blue shirt, my purple shirt, and getting into blue, just as a sort of sign of saying I'm, you know, I can now be a normal person, not just a bishop. But yes, I do have hobbies. I love walking the dog. I like cycling. I cycle. We always cycle on our days off. It's getting quite muddy at this time of year, but that's good. I end up completely covered in mud. And music as well. My dad was a professional musician, so there was always lots of music when I was growing up. And I do play and listen to music quite a bit. And, of course, my family. They're not really a hobby, are they, a family? But we have two boys and two girls, so all in their 20s, and we love them very, very much. I think that's it.
Drew?
Yes, Stan?
He seems like a very nice man. But what actually is a bishop? What do they do? I mean, is it like a vicar? Do they just work on Sundays?
Well, they must spend a lot of time in churches. I guess they know God quite well.
Is he Francis's boss?
I don't know. Bishop Andrew, are you Francis's boss?
Well, yes, I suppose I am Francis's boss in a way, yes. But, yes, what do bishops do? Well, bishops sort of look after the church in a particular place called a diocese. And our diocese covers most of Surrey and chunks of Hampshire and about 170 churches. So I can't be in all those churches all the time. That's why people like Francis and vicars have to be serving those communities and living in those communities. But I just make sure that those churches are going okay and that people like Francis are kind of happy in what they're doing. And that's really quite a big part of what a bishop does.
Drew, when I came this morning, the bishop had a funny stick with him. What's that for? Is it because he's really old and needs it to walk to all those churches he has to go to?
Yes, well, this is a funny stick. This is called a crook or a crozier. And this is what bishops carry with them. I don't carry it all the time, not when I'm walking the dog usually. But it's a reminder that the bishop's called to be a shepherd. Because when a sheep falls into a ditch, you kind of can grab them with that hook by their leg. And you can pull them out of a ditch. And I don't know, Benedict, can I try on your... Ben, let's see. So if you fall in a ditch, you see, I just about... There, you see, I can pull you out of the ditch, Ben. And And it's just a reminder, Jesus, of course, is called the Good Shepherd, that he was always looking out for people who'd sort of fallen in life, who'd fallen into ditches. And bishops are really called to do the same. So that's why we carry around these special sticks.
Okay, Stan,
yes,
could I ask some questions now?
Okay.
Okay, Bishop. When and how did you become a Christian?
Well, I became a Christian when I was 13. It was on June the 10th in 1975, very long time ago. And we had a Christian group in my school, and a speaker came. He seemed very old to me then, but he's probably about the same age as I am now. And he came and he spoke about Jesus, how Jesus had lived for us, had died on the cross for us, had risen from the dead. And I'd sort of known that a little bit in my head before that, but that was when it really spoke to my heart. And that's when I became a Christian back in my school. My dad was a teacher in my school. He was a music teacher. So it's always a bit tricky having actually both my parents taught at my school. Imagine that. Really difficult having both parents teaching your school. But anyway, that was where I became a Christian. And that was a very, very exciting day.
Wow. Wow. 13, eh?
Yeah, yeah. 45 years ago, I think. But I didn't get my maths very good at the first one. I'm 58. So that's 45 years ago. Yeah.
Ooh, I've got another hard one.
Right.
What's your favourite thing about God?
My goodness, that is a difficult one. My favourite thing about God. Can I have two? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's very kind. I think the great thing about God is God accepts us exactly like who we are. And he forgives us when we mess things up. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We can know what that famous hymn says, God's amazing grace. He accepts us exactly as we are. But the second lovely thing I love about God is he doesn't sort of leave it there. He then says, well, actually, you can make a difference in your life. And I love that thought, that life isn't just about, you know, getting by and getting enough money and getting a good job and all the rest. It's actually about making a difference in the world. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later on. So God accepts us as we are, but he also wants to transform us and change us so that we can live up to our full potential.
Bishop Andrew, today is the day of commitment. Why is commitment so important to you?
Well, I think commitment's really important because if you don't commit to things, you sort of drift around, you know, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You don't really make friends if you don't commit yourself to your friends. And you don't really grow in your faith unless you commit yourself to God. So I have two rings here on my fingers that both speak of commitment. This ring was placed on my finger August the 23rd, 33 years ago. So exactly on the day before Christmas Eve, I will have been married to my wife for exactly a third of a century, I worked out. That's 33 years and a third. So that one reminds me of my commitment to my wife, and that's a very, very special ring. And then this one is on my other finger, reminds me of my commitment to Jesus. And this has a cross on it to remind me of my commitment to Jesus. This was given me when I first became a bishop about 11 years ago. And I once lost it, actually. I put it, when I was travelling to France, I put it in the sort of little tray as we went through at St Pancras, and I forgot to pick it up again. So then I had to write to St Pancras the next day and say, I left a special ring with a cross on it. And the lady said, oh, I've got one. And I said, oh, great, can you send it to me? She sent it to me, and it was the wrong one. So I had to then go back, and she had another one. So this is my real one. So it's good. So it's just a reminder to me. I'm committed to a covenant relationship with my God, and I'm also committed in a covenant relationship with my wife. And without that, you just can't grow as a person if you're just going around doing little bits of this and that the other. You have to kind of practice it and go for it.
Drew, can I ask one now? Can I ask another?
Actually, I think we should probably stop now. I just saw Frances look at her watch.
She's just worried about the potatoes. Don't worry. Drew, I want to ask him one more question.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait. Maybe you can talk to him after the service.
But I want to ask him what his favourite drink is.
After the service, Stan.
And what's his favourite verse?
After the service.
Where does he come from?
Stan, wait.
And why is he wearing that funny hat all the time? And why does he always wear pink shirts?
Thank you very much, Stan and Drew.